Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me. It's the weekend again. I am happy to be back with you. Let's jump in. We got news, we got games, we got baseball, which means it's always a good day. Running down some of the news, the Tigers have officially DFA'd Kenta Maeda. He's been, well, he's struggled since joining the Tigers last year, and they finally decided to cut ties with him. He's been DFA'd. The thought was maybe that they would wait till Bo Brisky comes back on Saturday. They did not do that. He is officially going to be going through waivers for the Tigers. Some more impactful fantasy news. The Texas Rangers have optioned Jake Berger and are there promoting Blaine Crim. Berger was hitting 190 with three homers, a strikeout rate near 30%, walking at 2.9% of the time, right around there. So his struggles have led to him being optioned down to AAA. Blaine Crim is a 27-year-old. He was hitting 313 with seven home runs in AAA prior to being promoted to the Rangers. He's played a lot of years in the minors. He has spent parts of the last 4 years, including the last two full seasons, at AAA, and finally is going to be getting his shot with the Rangers. We'll see how he does. Obviously, the Rangers wanting to shake things up with their first base position, and Crim going to be making his debut soon. Speaking of the Tigers, Andrew Chafin has opted out. He signed an MILB deal with the Nats, so we'll see how that works out with him in Washington. We may see Andrew Chafin back soon. Blake Treinen and Michael Kopech have been moved to the 60-day IL for the Dodgers, and is corresponding moves. They've acquired Ryan Lotus from the Cardinals, and I actually got to see Ryan Lotus pitch back when he was in college at a Division III school, Washington University. That was he was really good back then, and obviously now he's going to be with the Dodgers. They also claim J.P. Fireisen. The Braves have outrighted Ian Anderson, which means he's off the 40-man roster. Quite the season for him. He seemed like maybe a bounce-back candidate, was traded to the Angels, did not pitch well. All of a sudden, back with the Braves organization and now off their 40-man roster, so not going the way things want to for Ian Anderson. The Yankees have claimed Brian De La Cruz. I didn't even see that De La Cruz was put on waivers at all, but they moved Giancarlo Stanton to the 60-day IL and claim Brian De La Cruz. So we'll see what kind of role De La Cruz plays for New York. The Athletics are going to promote Gunnar Hoglund, most likely starting the game today in AAA. He has a 2.43 ERA with a 9.10 K per nine, a 2.12 walk per nine in 29 innings, just over 29 innings. His velo is up to around 93. It was around 91 last year, so he's seen some improvements with his fastball velocity, and all around looking better this year as he, well, he's going to make his MLB debut, a former top pick for the Blue Jays before being traded. In Diamondbacks news, Justin Martinez hits the 15-day IL. This comes after we've seen some rough outings from him, some velo loss from him. So hopefully he can get healthy and get back to what he was at, because Justin Martinez healthy was absolutely nasty. So we will have to see how that goes. AJ Puck has been transferred to the 60-day IL as well. Also in Diamondbacks news, this is more speculation than anything for you prospect fans out there. Jordan Lawler was scratched from the starting lineup in AAA. I have not seen any other news as to why. So theoretically, we may have some Jordan Lawler news coming up pretty soon. Jordan Lawler, of course, hitting the ball really, really well in AAA, looking for a spot with the Diamondbacks. It just hasn't seemed to be able to come up with one quite yet. They've been pretty stacked, but we'll see what they do. We'll see what other news might come from that. Again, all I've seen is that he was scratched and nothing else. The Royals have optioned Noah Cameron back down after he went six shutout innings, but he walked five and he struck out three in his MLB debut. After coming back off of the IL, Reds reliever Alexis Diaz has been optioned back down. Seems like he's not going to be able to retain his once-held closer position. Some struggles there, and so they're sending him down. They're calling up Luis May, and that could be really interesting. I don't know what role he plays, but Luis May potentially could make some noise. It all depends on his command. He has a registered strikeout at 103 miles per hour in AAA earlier this year. So, again, we'll see how it goes. I don't anticipate him taking on a big role. However, he's got some good velocity, and you never know what can happen. Walker Buehler for the Red Sox is having an issue with his shoulder, so he's going to be pushed off for his start, and Brian Bello is going to be taking that spot start, or that start. He's going to move up in the rotation, but something to watch with Walker Buehler's shoulder as things progress. Taking a look at some of the performances from yesterday's game, Dalton Varsho has returned from the IL with a vengeance. He's played three games. He's hit two home runs, including back-to-back games now. Obviously, two home runs, so both of his home runs coming in back-to-back games. He has three total hits, two of them home runs. So Dalton Varsho doing well, coming off the IL, swinging the bat well. Chandler Simpson, the polarizing player, he had another two hits, and he's been, good. He's been every bit is advertised for the Rays to this point. The fun part here, Chandler Simpson's two hits traveled a combined 2 feet. Credit to MLB Pipeline for that stat. I saw that on Twitter. Two hits, 2 feet, but the more important part, he traveled 30.9 feet per second sprint speed for those hits. He is flying. We know he's fast, but my gosh. And again, just, silly. I thought that was funny. 2 feet for two hits. Nick Kurtz for the Athletics. He collected another hit in this one. And I know that the discourse on him is that he's been kind of struggling a little bit. And he has, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's had his struggles, but he's on a 6-game hit streak. He's gotten one hit in each of the last 6 games. They're all singles. He has yet to hit an extra base hit. And here come the struggles part. He struck out 14 times in his 27 at-bats over 8 games, but he's getting hits. They're just, they're not the power numbers that Kurtz was supposed to be having when he got promoted and that he had in AAA. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's only 8 games, right? That's a small sample size. But it is good to see him swinging the bat, getting some hits. You want to see that the strikeouts level off, though. I know that could be kind of worrisome. Speaking of players on a hot streak, Miguel Vargas added a home run today. He was looking really bad early on, but all of a sudden, he's on a 6-game hit streak. I'm sorry, 8-game hit streak, rather, and he added a home run in this one. So Miguel Vargas is starting to swing the bat really well and hopefully looking like he's going to add, be the player that the White Sox thought that they were getting, just a slow start to the year. But as I mentioned, even in his slow start, I've said this a few times on this podcast, his exit velocity numbers were higher than last year. Like, all the underlying data said something else should be happening, and it seems like maybe it is. Michael Garcia with the Royals, 3 hits today, including a double and 3 stolen bases. He's hitting 296 now with 7 steals, and he's looking like pretty good value if you got him late in drafts or even maybe off the waiver wire. I don't know, but he's been looking like real good value so far this year in terms of fantasy returns. Juan Soto with a 2-home-run game. He's up to 5 on the year while hitting 252. Seiya Suzuki also had a 2-home-run game for the Cubs, and the Cubs were squaring off against Paul Skeens and the Pirates, and they hit 3 home runs off of Paul Skeens, which is hasn't been done before, if I'm remembering the stat correctly. That he's given up 2. Paul Skeens has never given up 3 home runs, but Dansby Swanson hit one, Kyle Tucker hit one, and Seiya Suzuki hit one, and that makes 3. I'm not good at math, but I got that one. Finishing off the games from yesterday night, the Tigers game was a little crazy. I mean, Torque hit another home run. It wasn't during any time that really made a difference. He just extended a lead. Dylan Dingler had 3 hits, including a home run, and one that was instrumental as the Tigers took the lead late. So Dylan Dingler hitting well, and is center field Javi Baez legit? I mean, for real. He hit a home run in that game. He's been playing pretty good defense defensively. He's hitting 291. He's looking a lot better. I mean, I've watched a lot of Tigers games, let me tell you, and he's looking a lot better right now. So center field Javi, who knows? I mean, they're going to have to find a spot for him potentially as some of these outfielders start to return. But as of right now, he's been looking really good. Hopefully that can continue for the Tigers. Looking at some starting pitching now. Tanner Houck for the Red Sox went 7 innings, gave up 1 earned run, 0 walks, 6 strikeouts. He hit 97 miles per hour in this outing, which is notable. Jose Barrios, 6.2 innings, gave up a pair of earned runs, but struck out 8. He did give up 7 hits, though, so he scattered those to only give up 2 earned runs. But the 8 strikeouts you certainly like. Jeffrey Springs, 6 shutout innings, but he only struck out 1 batter. Tyler Molly having another good game. 6 innings pitch, 1 earned run, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Zach Gallen having one of the better games of his season so far, striking out 8, giving up 1 run over 6 innings. You like to see that. I mean, hopefully he's returning to form a bit. I know he's struggled so far this year. With the Mets, Senga, 4 innings, 6 strikeouts, gave up 5 hits, did walk 3, though. So a decent outing from him. White Sox, Sean Burke, 6 innings, 2 hits, but they were shutout innings and 5 strikeouts there. There's another pitcher I want to talk about. Usually I stick to just like good outings, but Shane Baz, another rough outing for him. 5 and 2/3 innings, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 3 walks. Not a great day for Shane Baz. I just want to know what's going on. I've seen some chatter maybe about his slider and needing that to come back a little bit more than it has, but certainly hoping he can find something to turn that around. Now, looking at some relievers, Mason Fluharty with the Blue Jays. This is not a relevant name for fantasy as of right now, unless you're in super deep leagues. I have him in my 30-team league that I constantly talk about, but Mason Fluharty is 23 years old. He's been pitching really well out of the bullpen. He's got a 2.25 ERA. Most of those came his first few outings. He collected his second win in yesterday's game, and he's been doing well. He's he's not just a lefty specialist. He's a lefty, but he's been doing well against both-handed hitters, and I'm wondering if he's going to pitch himself into more holds situations. I think he has 1 or 2 so far on the year. So, again, this is more like a watch list thing, but he's a guy who I am watching very closely in terms of what he can do for saves holds leagues. If you are looking for that, he's a guy I'd pay attention to because the Blue Jays, we'll see. I mean, they have Yimi Garcia, who has been completely underrated and been fantastic. I don't think he's given up a run yet this year, but Fluhart is a guy that I like. Just wanted to mention him very quickly. For the Brewers, I know there was a lot of excitement around Craig Yoho and him coming up because he has that demon changeup. Gave up 5 earned runs in yesterday's games. His ERA is up to 9.53, so he's struggling early on in his MLB career, but that is not to say he cannot turn things around at some point here soon. Obviously, hard adjustment, nothing's linear. Talking about Justin Martinez on the IL, as I mentioned earlier, Shelby Miller got the save opportunity, and he converted it. Did not have any other stats, didn't walk anyone, didn't strike anybody out, didn't give up any hits, so a clean inning. But he did get the save opportunity and he did convert the save opportunity. So Shelby Miller getting the save op with Justin Martinez on the IL. And finally, with the Rockies, Zach Agnos got saves in back-to-back nights now. And that is, I mean, he pitches for the Rockies. So there's that. There's absolutely that. I fully understand what you guys are saying on the other side here, but I do want to shout someone out. Obviously, Rick Graham does great work for Pitcher List with his reliever rankings and everything. I did see my colleague over at Prospects Live. I just want to shout him out real quick, Nate Rasmussen. He did a reliever piece recently and named Zach Agnos as a potential future closer for Colorado. And a few days later, here we are. So shout out to Nate Rasmussen and his work over at Prospects Live. And of course, make sure to check out Rick Graham's work at Pitcher List in terms of relievers getting saves, holds, all that fun stuff. But Zach Agnos, the headline here, saves and back-to-back nights for him. Good to see. And with that, we are going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll look ahead at today's games, talk about a few of the pitchers going, and then we'll wrap things up. I appreciate you listening. This is the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. Of course, I am happy that you are here with me. And it's the weekend again, which means I'm back with you now. We've talked about some highlights from yesterday's games. We've talked about some news. Let's talk about the pitchers going today. Joe Ryan is the first one I want to mention. He's coming off his 11 strikeout game, and he's going to be facing the Red Sox as Brian Bello, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be moving into the spot that was supposed to be Walker Buehler, but Walker Buehler having shoulder issues. So we have Joe Ryan coming off 11 strikeouts and Brian Bello moving up to take over for Walker Buehler's spot. Yoshinobu Yamamoto going for the Dodgers. He's looking to keep things going, still sporting an incredibly low, an ERA in the ones with 43 strikeouts. So we'll see what he can do. Robbie Ray has gotten some talk over his last few outings. He's going to look to keep things going against the Rockies away from Coors. So that's a good thing. Had 8 strikeouts his last time out. So Robbie Ray, definitely a guy that I'm watching and maybe returning to form. He's been throwing strikes. That's kind of been the thing for him. Is can he get back in the zone consistently? And he has over his last couple outings. He struck out 8 his last time out, and I believe he struck out 8 recently, not the one before that, but maybe the one before that, the start before that. But he has been in the zone a lot more lately, which has been good. I got a couple of just pitching matchups, like duels that I want to watch that I'm interested in. One of them, not as much, but Mitchell Parker versus Hunter Green, I think could be interesting. I'm interested to see how Mitchell Parker does at Great American Ballpark, because he's had a great start. It's just not a start, you know, a great start to the season that I'm trusting, that I'm going to try and buy. And I'm interested to see if he gives up that hard contact and will have the small ballpark hurt him. But Hunter Green obviously has been fantastic. So this is two pitchers who've been pitching really well that I'm definitely interested in watching. And the other game that I want to mention, the other pitching matchup, Brian Woo versus Jack Leiter. This is the fun one. Brian Woo obviously been fantastic. Jack Leiter looking great. Recently coming off the IL, I believe he's made one start. But Brian Woo versus Jack Leiter, that should be a fun one. And with that, I appreciate you joining me. I will be back tomorrow with another edition of the First Pitch Podcast. But for tonight, I appreciate you listening. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.